Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 78. Today is Saturday, July 29, 2017. Or for most of us on this show, it's Sunday. I'm just saying, most of us. Anyway, I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there somewhere, over there. I'm pointing. No one can see me.
I can't see because I know. No webcam.
You can't see me.
I'm by myself again. Not... Hi.
Yeah.
So lonely.
So
lonely. America. By myself.
America.
America. Oh. No. 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 Canada. E. There. You can say E. I do say A a lot. I do. Yes, I do.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. And I do say sorry a lot, too.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Everyone. Oh, new drinking game. How many times can Stone say sorry during the podcast?
Okay, people, I can go get the stuff. I can go get the vodka. Now. I've got it. It's up and behind me back there. So?
My shot espresso.
That's not real shots. Get out of here.
Yeah, it is real shots. Leave me alone. I'm fine. Anyway, the other voice over there is Azzy. Azzy's come to join us. Hey, Azzy, how are you?
G'day.
I didn't want to start with a joke because, you know, that upsets Stone.
You have to save it. You have to save it.
Nice.
Thanks for letting me on again. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because I like to edit.
Dog that keeps coming back.
You want to edit.
Yeah, because I like to edit.
Yeah. Nice.
We'll get to you later, Zort. Don't you worry about that, my friend.
Yeah, apparently there's a story that Azzy's going to tell us very shortly. But first, I've got some questions for Azzy. So here we go. First one. Azzy, what have you been focusing on with your challenge tunes since the last time that we spoke to you?
I think last time I spoke, I just dinged at 110 and a bit lost, really. You know, been trying Shaman out, one Shaman. it happened last time when I reached max level. It's just the motivation's there. I'll play it, but if I lose a turn, I don't really care. Just the time invested a little bit. But I've just been, trying a few classes, with the contest, with the warrior. I'll talk about it, my work in WoW, but basically I sort of started to go back to my hunter, to another hunter.
Yep.
So I'm figuring, and this might cross over to some other sections, but, my theory is that last two times I reached max, and I've waited till the new expansion and the new levels, and I've died straight away, and I've had to start from scratch.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring I might try and get another hunt up to close, or trying to hunt another 110, or close to, or even one or two, so I don't have to go back
and
do it again, basically. And it's almost like putting a comfy pair of tracky decks on, and sip on a bourbon on a Friday night. It's just comfortable playing it. Don't think it's not terribly hard.
Sorry. I did say sorry. What are you putting on?
Shot.
Shot. What's a
tracky decks?
What's that?
Tracksuit pants. Tracky decks. That's Australian.
Tracksuit
pants. Track pants. What do you mean?
Gotcha.
Sorry, I called you American. Sorry, Canadian.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Yeah, sorry. I thought Lita would know, but
Tracky decks.
Tracky decks.
Tracky decks.
Tracky decks. Yeah.
That's like, what was it? What was when you used last episode? Word that.
Diddle. Diddle. Diddle.
Diddle.
Diddle.
Squat.
Diddly squat. Yeah.
That's fine, but when you say that you diddled yourself, that that takes on a whole new meaning.
Well, I didn't know it had another meaning, and that's fine. And I would, thank goodness I looked that up after the show, so it was quite amusing. But yeah.
Trekkadex.
But anyway.
Well, I lost my train of thought.
Well, with your other hunter, you were saying that, you know, you're getting up another hunter, so just in case, you know.
Yeah.
But well, are you doing anything different? Like, are you just going through straight iron, like you're not doing it with a without a pet or anything like that? You're just doing same?
Same thing, nothing different.
Okay.
And it's 63.
Already? Wow.
You know, like I was looking at speed run, I think I got to 60, like it's 24, but that was like 1 to 60, 23 hours or something, 1 to 60. A little bit different, you know, not, I don't know if I, you know, for the speed run, you know, it's tough sitting that long, you know.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if I was always thinking, oh, if I get a day or I might try, but then I thought about it and going, no, it's just too much hassle, too much.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a lot on your body. It's a lot. Like, you know, I struggle doing an hour, sometimes 2 hours, like just sitting, because the body's not like it used to be.
It's different in that, you know, we've all played a lot of hours on certain days.
Mm.
So that's not an issue. It's the constant pressure that would be for you to keep leveling for 16 hours. You know, I might play, you know, 8 or 9 hours a day, maybe on certain days, but that's not a problem. You have breaks, you get up, you do stuff. Mm. But if you're doing that leveling speed, then you know, you haven't got that luxury, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a hunter it's just comfort. It's almost like comfort food and just
what? What point do you get with, I mean, you've done the hunter, I don't know, probably more time, definitely probably more times than I've done a warlock. So you are so comfortable with it. At what point do you think it starts to kick in where you, it's not that you don't have to, that you have to start thinking, but, you know, probably starting to put in a bit more thought about what you're doing with the tune. Like, are you still on that kind of cruise mode level at the moment at 63? You know where you're going, you don't have to think too much about it at the moment?
Yeah, basically anything from, I reckon about when you get to mop.
Okay.
Basically, right. I think anything up to that slots your stupidity of doing something wrong or a DC. There's some mechanics in Mr. Pandaria and onwards, well, just one shot if you're not careful. Like, you know, someone died in the pools and just these bosses that do stuff. Yeah. It's really that period, you know, and more so even 90 onwards, once you get trying to get to your garrison. Mm-hmm. And then, like, to be honest, from my experience from 110, that's virtually bloodthirsty with a bit of dailies. You know, But yeah, so it's just, I'm just jumping on and doing that, and I'm concentrating. What I used to do last time I got the level is I used to do some tunes, and then I'm playing some other games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into 7 Days to Die, which is like a zombie survival crafting game.
Okay.
And I've played that a hell of a lot. And I play that for a little while. I get sick of it, and I come back to mine, which I don't normally do when I'm focused on trying to get the 110. But I'm just doing some other things, and I'm, you know, just that's basically it, really. I just chip away, because you know, I've got to be online in guild to answer if anyone asks if they can change specs. I just have to be there. Mm.
It's a very important responsibility. So you might
take a piss out of me, but it's a PSA, you know, public service announcement.
That's right. Alrighty. So, other than getting up another hunter to, you know, to get yourself ready for next expansion and all that, have you got any other goals, like getting the shaman up to 110? Any other class in particular that you want to give some focus to as well?
Apart from another hunter. I would like to get a shaman to max. I think that's doable. I've gone through about four or five shamans, and they're very powerful, slightly glass cannon-ish sort of thing. To get 60, level 66 is the key. If you get level 66, you get instant healing surge. When you have enough maelstrom, which is the currency that handsome shaman use, you can do an instant healing surge, which basically heals to full almost. Yeah. So when you're fighting, you just hit that thing. It's a deal breaker, really. It used to be, very early on you got it, and then they changed to the 66. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my aim is to get, I've got 50, 60, I've got a shaman to 77. And it was just great, so powerful, feeling really comfortable. Then PC froze for 5 seconds. Next thing I know, there's three mobs on me and I'm dead. Post 110, motivational issues, I've died to, when you get two or three mobs on you without the instant heal, it's a little bit problematic, basically, I would like to get a shaman up. But I'm not busting my gut if I don't. I'm not so worried. And I don't like doing two turns at once. I've tried to, but of course I do the same routines, same path. So exact. Mm-hmm. It's just a bit doing multiple turns.
Yeah.
So I might the other thing I'm toying with ideas, do not bloodthirsty as such, but start some bloodthirsties just to level them up a bit. Not necessarily, to be competitive on the ladder or higher up, but also for using the green items for get the T-Mog appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what I'm doing is keeping all my male stuff on it, the stuff I can't T-Mog or haven't got the image of it, and when and if it dies, I'll just equip it and get the image. So or get a bloodthirsty, something like that, because some really good looking, gear and armor. It's wasted really. I don't use the AH much. I just, just vendor it. But so basically, just a shaman up and the hunter.
Wow, I made 10K on my bloodthirsty during the contest.
Selling what? Greens.
Selling greens.
Wow.
Yep. In 2 weeks. So. Yeah. Yeah, I would suggest at least put some greens up and see how it goes, because I was quite surprised.
I need some gold because when the token was 25,000 gold, I paid up my time till December this year. And I'm not, nice. Now what's it, 130K?
130, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
That's a good idea, but I'll see. But don't need much gold on the iron.
No, but I mean, it's a nice bonus to know that you don't have to struggle to get flying, to pay for flying and things like that. So it's always a bonus. All right. Well, then, what are your top five most important advice, tips, tricks, whatever, for anyone wanting to start a challenge tune? Like what would you tell them?
Okay, a bit of a thought. Number one, pick a class that you feel comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the main you play. It may not be, it may. I mostly do hunters. As you can see on my pick, I'm a resto shaman as my main, and I'm not allowed to DPS. My guild won't let me. it's just pick a class, and I just like the hunter. And also I've gravitated to melee. I hate casters. Even my hunter is survival, and I go enhancement for my shaman. So that's what I've found. And even the warrior, I've sort of gone to melee classes for some reason, and I just find the casting, I don't know. I like the animation, I like the immediacy. So basically, it's just what you feel comfortable with and what you enjoy playing. It might not, you could probably attest to that later with a lock.
Mm.
you know, it may not be exactly the same as a iron lock to a normal one. You know, case bolt might take 10 seconds or something. That might be, you'd be dead on an iron. So basically that really just pick, you know, it might take a few goes. It might be that, you know, you might a certain class or, you know, just enjoy playing it. All right. Number two is know what each quest is about so you get no surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know what can happen. Does this main boss bring adds? Does they put stuff on the ground underneath you? Do, you know, has he a special one-shot mechanic or, you know, is there, you know, what are the adds? You know, just not, no, anything surprises you can kill you, basically. There's times where you stuff up, you know, but you shouldn't be surprised by a mechanic of a quest. You know, like the ones in Stranglethorn with a ladder that if you don't get on it, you die. Or with some of the main mobs, you know, you get adds that come on, it can be can be a bit tricky. Thirdly is have an escape plan sort of thing where if you go to a named mob and it's, you have to, don't drop in and get it, maybe fight from outside into it and have, you know, a space to run and also have your CDs up. So, you know, your Fane or your Shadow Meld or whatever.
Yep.
Have the main thing. I won't say oh shit because, oh damn. So edit. Oh shit button. And so, you know.
Get out my pen. And find me a piece of paper.
And have, you know, so when it hits the fan, that you got some chance of getting out. Job is done. Fourthly, is this know your limitations of your class. So, you know what it can and can't do as far as mobs and multiple mobs. I know, like for enhanced shaman, you know, over two or three mobs it's deadly for a prot warrior. Prot's designed to have multiple mobs hitting on them. So, you know, and with the heal. So, you know, okay, you can sort of drag two or three mobs and you know, it's just be aware of your class. I mean, with my shaman, I do the world quests and everything as enhancement. So I sort of know, and I do enjoy it. And it's knowing when your big cooldown's up for enhanced shaman, it's Storm Strike. That will just one-shot stuff when it's up, when it procs and when it's up.
Okay.
Or flanking strike for a survival hunter, it will give the aggro to your pet and it will just basically take 75% off their health. And then, you know, it's, and then in survival, when you kill a mob, it heals. So it just knows what, you know, like, okay, if it's really a difficult situation that, you know, if you kill a mob, you get a heal or, you know, you do this. So just know what you can and can't do. Don't pull too many mobs. And and I suppose last is a simple one. Just have fun. You know, a lot of, you know, people lately are, you know, all into the rules and what you can and can't do, what's in the spirit of rules, whatever. Just go out and enjoy it. It doesn't matter. It's a personal challenge. Okay, if you want to use something that can't be tracked, use it if you want. It's just your personal challenge. So just have fun, you know, and enjoy the guild and the chat and the, you know, the community, and that's basically it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you forgot one other piece of advice. Just one. Just the most important one. Azzy.
Don't die.
No.
And, oh, well, no, well, of course not. But you
fly
know.
Fly low. Fly high.
Fly shit.
I'm lost, sorry. Oh, change spec.
Well, yes! That's why I put 5 in there, because I'm like, surely he's going to hit on that as being, like, you know, the most important.
No.
Oh, nice. Sorry. No, that's good. Sorry. That's some really good tips and tricks there for people to, you know, if they're coming new to a challenge tune. Of course, we've got new people starting all the time. And, there's, again, Azzy's a veteran. Like, how many hunters have you killed, Azzy? But, I mean, you've played the hunter so often, played Iron so often.
I've kept my spreadsheet up to date. It's not I think my work PC.
Okay.
Well, as much as I can, I sort of, I think I might be beating Zorts, but I don't announce that, maybe.
We'll know.
Have to find out at the end of the year. He lost 7 in the bloody contest. I mean,
I think he set a new record. I think that was a record? New record, I think.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Poor Zorts.
Come on, yeah, Zorts. Hey, he keeps going. I love his enthusiasm. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You can do it, Zot. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, let's go on to our weeks in WoW or our week in WoW or whatever you would like to tell us about, Azzy. So what have you been doing other than playing in-game? Well, of course, you're playing in-game. What else would you be doing? That made no sense. I have no idea.
Wow. You're supposed to be the pro here.
No way. Since when? I'm not the pro. Jeez, you picked the wrong person, buddy. Anyway, Azzy, what have you been up to?
Podcasting gold. Apart from irons, well, I suppose slightly including irons, is raiding. We changed our schedule to, we used to, 2 nights a week, 3 hours, and of course some of our, well, most of our members are Kiwis. Well, we hold that, won't hold that against them. But they, because it's like about 2 or 3 hours later, and some of them, you know, as people get older, they have, you know, some few of them started jobs, some night jobs, some early jobs, and they've had to maybe cut it back to 2 hours twice a week, so Monday, it's like Wednesdays and Mondays, and Fridays, that's for heroics, and Friday for normals, but I normally have a few bourbons and have pizza with the missus, and, you know, I don't normally raid. I try and back out on the Friday. So that's not too bad. 3 hours starts to get a little bit long. 2 hours is just not too bad. But with the raiding, because it's New Zealand, they start at 6:30 Australian time. So I've had to leave about 5 or 10 minutes early from work to get the train, to get the bus, and everything matches I can get on time. And I don't want to rush home if, you know, it's just, and sometimes I get straight into raid, and I'm raiding to 8:30, and so that, with our schedule's changed, it's not too bad. We're 7 of 9 heroic. We're doing all right. We've got some really nice. Good people in our guild. They're really smart, and I might just come along and heal. We have trouble getting numbers for mythic, so I don't think we'll be doing mythic. We're getting to the point of, say, on the Wednesday when we start the raid, is we get 6 of 9 out on the first night, and then maybe Monday is our progression. We might wipe on one or two bosses. I think Stane looked at my profile thing, I'm level 922, so I'm, you know, doing pretty well, and it's almost gear I'm getting now. It's all not sideways, and the issue is now with legendaries, it's you've got to keep, you know, whatever legendary gear you get, you've got to keep a same sort of level gear normal, like epic, is because you need to swap them. If you want to swap them around, you've got to swap the gear out, so you've got to keep extra gear around.
Yep.
Yeah. Because with the resto shaman, you know, it can depend on, you know, different legendaries have different bonuses, and some better in some fights, and sometimes you've got to swap around. So I'm enjoying healing, it's feeling pretty strong. Since probably last month or two, I haven't done many world quests or out in the world. I just come in and raid and do bits and bobs, because I've got level 3 concordance on my weapon, and I think it's like 1.8 billion XP to the next one.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, for a minimal increase in a particular stat for a limited time, it's hardly thing. I pick up AP when I'm raiding. I get, I think you get 30 million AP token every boss we kill. So it's chipping away, but I don't find any the motivation to do world quests. Because, I mean, I probably need all the resources, but I can't be bothered, to be honest. I recently started, since I suppose I got to 110, is tried to get some of my ults, my normal ults. And I find it pretty struggling. I jump on, because I haven't played for a while, a lot's changed. Like yesterday, I wanted to say, try and level my pally, which is not the healer, and I started a while ago, got to 101 as ret, I'm going, huh, I want to try and get some AP in my resto, my whole resto, holy pally weapon. I'm going, how do I get my second artifact weapon? Oh, and I'm looking, Googling. And only just last night I found you get a quest at 102.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I'm finding, and that's the same with my priest. When I jumped on my priest, she's 104. It's not very clear what you need to do. I jump on my pally, it's sitting in the order class hall. Okay, I want to go. No one tells me nothing. It's very difficult to find out. I find it very confusing. It's probably because I haven't done it for a while. So I've started leveling my normal pally. But I do a few quests, and I'm going, I don't want to do the AP grind, although the catch-up mechanic's pretty good. So basically, that's my normal stuff. Now to the Zort story. Okay, sit down, kids. Listen to this.
Okay.
So I see on Twitter that Zort is going on his stream. I'm going, normally when I go on, he dies. And he's gets a bit testy about that. And so I jump on. And he's in Stranglethorn Vale. And he pulls this rare elite ogre. And exit right, I see another ogre come in and whack on him. I'm going, oh, no. At least he's typing in chat, heal. And he's, oh, my God, the screen's flashing red. I'm going, oh, my God, I've done it again. But he survived. Rest easy, kids. He survived that.
Yay.
And... Wow. And he suggested it was my fault because I came into the stream. I said, no, because you did check the pats around you. But, yeah, so he survived, you know, He's a cow. He's Torin. And Lucy goes, he thought, you know, you got Moonkin form. What's Moonkin? I said, see those four buttons bottom left? They're all different forms. Ah, okay. He was a balanced druid and not in Moonkin form.
Oh.
Okay.
Swords.
Sorry, Swords.
Swords. Swords.
Sorry. And then he died. He might have died a couple other times, and I'm going, oh. So
you had to leave. Maybe he's banned you from his chat room.
Well, I thought he was going to ban me because I suggested sauce on meat on steak was a good idea, and he almost kicked me out of the...
Hold on. What did you say is good on... What? Steak?
Sauce.
What kind
of sauce? Mayo sauce.
What's that?
Oh, ketchup.
Oh man. What?
Source.
I agree with him, and I think you should be banned from his chat room too. You do not put ketchup on that, on meat like that. Steak? No.
Yes. No. I'm glad he didn't die, but yeah, it's that's a bit scary.
Yeah, so that was fun. And what else happened? I lost a few shaman. I said, I'll level shamans on a Sunday. And I think I got 130 odd in one, I think during the day, it was like pretty quick. And then I was the new guy, I think he was in Discord, he was spamming his stream. And I was in the stream just giving some tips and everything. And I realized I was AFK and died to a spider in the lens. So that's a thing. And then contest.
yes, I was gonna say, how did you, so you did give the bloodthirsty contest to go, so
go? Got a confession to make. I mainly did quests. I figured I'll just level up and I'll turn into a normal iron afterwards. So I did up to about 190 quests, 80 quests. But towards the end, I was just grinding on mobs. And that's what killed me in Tyr's hand at Plaguelands. I just don't know how you could do it.
it's not your thing. bloodthirsty's not your thing. Yeah.
I felt aimless for a while until I found a good spot. You know, it does take a some
quick finding your spots
and a hole. Big guys, it's actually good because they get normal skeletons or whatever undead give about 100 or so XP, but the big guys give you about 400. They give so much more, and at that level, they spawn so fast. I just went up and down one path for about an hour and 2 hours, just killing stuff. I've always thought about starting one, but I don't know. I just did my scene, but I don't know how you'd. I think the contest for the for my understanding is the BT guys mostly go off rested, and this is probably a culture shock for them that they basically couldn't. I don't know how you do. I don't know how you get the 70 odd with bloodthirsty. They must hours on.
They're a machine. That's what they are. They're crazy. Absolute machines. Yeah,
they're crazy.
That's all right. You beat Stone. So
it's not hard.
That was not hard. come on.
Basically, that was it, really. A shaman dying. I've started another warrior. A gnome warrior with melee. It's awesome. Yeah. So she's 21, but I've got a couple of starter turns. I might just chip away, but I'm on my hunter at the moment. And this might, prelude to your segment later, is I was in the Zengamarsh this morning and pulled one of the main bosses. The first you've got to kill two named Naga, so the first one I rock up, I pull one of the melee Naga, and he happened to aggro the two Naga protecting him, and then they aggroed one of the casters. So I'm going, oh,
yep,
bleep. and so I killed them all because with survival, if you kill one, you get a heal. Survival is balanced, you get a heal. So it wasn't too bad. I'm going, but that's what happened to the leader. And just a tip with Zengamarsh, you know how you have to collect the 30 claws?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the tips is when you have to go, the quest that you need to put, you got to put this vine on the pump controls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The first one near Zengamarsh, what I do is you don't get XP for the mobs. Every time you put that vine on the control pump, it spawns one Naga, a melee Naga.
Okay.
Every time. So what I do is, I must have killed one around it, but I just keep doing that and killing Naga, get the 30 claws. You don't get any XP for killing them, but you got one on one mob.
Yeah.
You just can do that constantly. And also it drops a quest. You can drop a quest to investigate the water pump in the lake. So that's just a bit of a tip, normally you're fine. You'll get the Naga claws in the course of doing everything, but I just want to get in and get out. And basically that's it really for me.
Mm-hmm. Show title right there. Get in, get out.
That's what he said.
No, but that is. I didn't know that about the water pump and the vine. So that's handy to know.
I mean, I knew that it spawned the mob, but I didn't know that the mob that particular mob dropped the claw. But that's
dropped the claw.
Definitely good.
And
it
also drops a quest item. I don't know what does the other ones, because normally the other ones have the first one's not so bad. Hardly got anything around it, but the other pumps have got. Can be a bit tricky, so it's just a tip if you get the Zengamarsh. And I did the Azzy Cave of Death this morning too. So
okay, no problems.
And everything was okay, right?
Oh, I haven't had a problem for many
years.
So,
yeah,
I don't think I've had a problem in there, and I've had pets in there and all that. I think it's a matter of where mobs are spawning in the walls and stuff like that. So. And I think
taken the thunderclap off the
probably helps too. Check Twitter, you knucklehead, Azzy. You need to check Twitter. Yes,
Zorts. I love your pet name, Zorts has for Azzy. That's Knucklehead. That's so affectionate.
What am I looking at, Zorts?
So no Zorts, idea. Okay, it relates to the ketchup thing.
Oh, the great steak debate.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
Right.
You watch that. It's really good. It's really, okay. Really good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Azzy, for sharing with us your week. And good luck. Good luck with your new Hunter and your other tunes, too. And, yeah, excellent. All right. Stone.
Yo.
What you been doing? Nothing.
Pretty much.
Okay. Next.
So the whole week I've been doing coding. Off and on, and reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I was concentrating more on Bloodthirsty quest coding. So basically, we'll talk about it in the next part, grabbing all the quests that you could do and that are supposed to be in your allowed quests and doing some coding on some of the changes that we're having to look at. And that's been taking some time up. And apparently, I actually did manage to play my iron this week for like maybe an hour at the most.
Okay.
And went from 59 to 60, got my flying, and went back to the inn and waited until the assault was over at on or hold. Because there was apparently an assault going on, and I went into calm. Bat, and I don't know why, but I wasn't even close to anything, so I was a little bit scared, and then I was rested again, so I'm like, okay, well, I'm now logging out. And that was pretty much it, so, yeah. my playing time was limited for Irons this week, and Bloodthirsty is just... The contest has shown me I have no patience for it. I respect people that do it. I know that I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the same is going to go with the other one there too, because I think the highest I've gone is like level 9 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lose my mind. I need to do quests. I need to kill things. That's it. I need to finish it, and once I finish this one, then maybe we'll go look at the other ones. Maybe.
Hmm. Okay.
If I'm feeling particularly crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what have you been up to? I see some bad stuff, and I heard some bad stuff, so how about you tell us some of your stuff?
I'll tell you some of my stuff. I've actually had a week of doing normal tunes and also playing challenges. So, okay. So it was good. Whereas the last couple of weeks I was concentrating on the Bloodthirsty contest. So it was nice to get back to some, you know, play some irons and play some normal, you know, my normal warlock and things like that. So that all went well. But I finally killed my first challenge tune this year. My first one. It took me to July, so I'm kind of impressed. I honestly thought I would have done, you know, killed off something earlier. So I was a bit like, and I wasn't devastated. I wasn't like fetal position, rocking back and forth, anything like that. I was playing. So I was on my gnome hunter. She was the contest for okay. for the gnome hunter one that we did quite a few months ago. Level 62. And I'd gone over to Zangarmarsh because everyone's laughing because you're like, we know what's coming. We know what's coming. And you're right. It did. So I went over to Zangarmarsh. I picked up all the quests. And my first problem is I thought, you know, I should just log her out in the inn and come back another night. And I went, I'll just keep playing. But that's so the first indication.
Why did you feel like you had to log out? Was it just all of a sudden you just felt like it, or did something happen to make you be like,
I just was like, yeah, maybe I'll go play like one of the little girls. So I was like, okay, well, if I pick up all the quests, I'll go log her out, and you know, then I'm ready to sit down and play her next time. Okay. And instead, I went, oh no, come on, I'll just a bit longer. And I thought, oh okay, I'll go kill some of the spore bats and. What else was there? There was something else, marsh, those big, tall, gangly, insecty looking things that walk around. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I started at the Cenarian spot, you know,
yep.
where you pick up a lot of the quests. And I thought, oh, okay. So I started heading down around the lake, basically in a clockwise direction. Killing the spore bats, you know, and I was getting there. I was like, oh, I should turn around. So there's my second thing right there. I should have turned around. I should have been like, yeah, no, we should go back the other way. And I went, oh, no, I've got these quests to do. Claws. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll just keep going. Why not? That should have been the second red flag right there, going, no, turn around, go back the other way, keep going with the spore bats. You've not finished that. Don't touch the Naga yet. But I killed a Naga. That was fine. So I was like, oh, okay. Then I pulled the next one. That pulled another one. That pulled another two. And that was dead.
Just like that?
Just like that. And I sat there and
feigned death, like disengaged, like what?
Nope. I didn't have time. I just looked at my screen, and I think the whole thing I was thinking was, yeah, stupid move leader. Like that was just the most stupidest move you could ever do. You had two indications that you should have one logged out or two turned around. And you kept going. Oh. Facepalm. So, and I'm just looking at the screen and I've just gone, yeah, well, swore a bit. And then went, okay, got my body back. Posted on Twitter. Yep, she's dead. And I was like, I actually wasn't, it's not like I was sad. I was kind of like, oh. Down. Of course I was a bit like, oh, bugger, but it was like, all right, well, I'm not going to delete her. She's got too many auctions up on the auction house, first thing, so not going to delete her.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do, Azzy, I'm going to do your trick, and I'm going to keep her and learn all the male, you know, the greens that I don't sell. That so I'm like, yeah, well, I can send some of that stuff for transmog over to her, so I might as well just keep her because I don't really have a bank toon on Wormrest, so she'll be my bank toon. So I was like, okay. So then I went back and I logged out and I was like, okay, I'm gonna roll another one. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to do a hunter. Yeah, I'll do a warlock. So I rolled a human warlock. So again, iron leader and logged in and away I went. So start at level one, questy. And at the moment she hit level 17 last night. My biggest problem is remembering... not to look at the greens and going, oh, well, I could equip that because then I can learn the transmog. And I was like, no, just put them on the auction house. So, yeah, that was kind of funny. And then the other thing I need to remember is there is gear that I need to buy off vendors and not, like, get to level 17 and be in level 5 gear. So... So I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. We got to get some gear. Okay. All right. Well, I need to do that at some stage. So I did get some level 12 gear, but now I need to go get the level 17 gear when I log back in. So yeah, but other than that, there was a couple of things that was a bit weird. Cause I'm playing the Warlock and I'm like, yeah, okay. I got Pip Fip, you know, 5,000, my imp. Cause all my imps are called Pip Fip. Cause that's what I named them. And so that's fine. His actual name's Zorbus, which yes. I thought was kind of.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I wonder what his real name is, because aren't you really bad at saying the name of the things, right? You know, like Nips?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're hilarious. Everyone knows I can't pronounce words. It's all good. So what I did was, it's Zorbus was the name, but I just call all of mine Pip-Fip. No, you can't rename them. I just refer to mine. All of my warlocks, they all have Pip-Fip as their imp. That's what they call, that's what I call them, okay? Because Pip-Fip's my original imp, and therefore I should be allowed to call all of my imps on every warlock Pip-Fip. I'm just, but you know.
But it's not the same imp. But it's a different imp.
It is. It's Pip-Fip reincarnated for the, you know, 50 millionth time, because it's a different tune. So the same as its leader reincarnated in a different, you know, a different race. That's all it is. So and then I'm thinking, oh well, I'll get Voidy soon. That'll be good. That'll help. Picked up a couple of rares, you know, got some good XP. And questy. And then I'm getting to level 15 and I'm thinking, why don't I have Voidy? What's going on? So then I looked at my talent, I looked at my spell book, and I'm like, what do you mean I don't get Voidy until level 20? Blizzard changed this on me again. And I was seriously like just going, what the beep 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 beep? Because
it's only level 20.
You used to get Voidy at level 8, right?
They changed a lot during the last patch.
And then they changed it, and then you didn't get Voidy until about level 10 or 12. I mean, it's been over the years, yes. And then so I'm thinking, okay, level 12, yep, right. I must be getting Voidy at level 12. That must be when it is. And then when I hit 15 and I'm like, why hasn't Voidy come? And I'm just, yeah. And then when I actually looked, I was like, when did they do this to me? Seriously, like I've been playing Warlocks for 12 freaking years and they throw this on me. I'm like, oh, I was so mad, and I'm like, rah, 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 rah. Voidy will have to wait because I'm only level 17, and I'm like, dad, damn it. So I had to miss a couple things, and I only just got fear. I got fear at just recently, 15, I think. And there was this rare over in, because I went into Elwynn. I went to Westfall. Westfall is really weird. I was doing the quest and it kind of like it stopped. The quest kind of stopped. And I was like, okay. I've got this one to go over to Loch Modan. So I'll go over to Loch Modan because hello, Rez. So I made the trip over there, and that's where she's been since about level, I think I went over there at 15. So, but yeah, it was really weird. Westfall kind of just stopped and I was a bit like, okay. So I'm not sure if there's, you know, I didn't pick something up somewhere, but I was trying to quest in or, you know, do all the little hubs. As you come in, you know, you come into Westfall, you do the Horatio Lane, stuff, and then, you know, go over to what is it, Saladin's farm, and then obviously over to you know, the town. And it just, it was a bit weird. But there was a couple of stuff that I felt I was not going to be very good at. There was a rare where some of the gnolls were, and they were surrounded by about two or three.
Yep.
And I didn't have fear. I didn't have any AoE stuff. I didn't have voidy. So I was like, yeah, no, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to take the chance. And again, knowing your class and being able to go, well, I've got no, you know, I've got no warlock portal. I've got no, you know, I've got nothing that if I mess up by pulling this, that's one rare coming plus another three mobs, then I'm going to have to run. That's, I'm a clothy, first off. Impy's not going to last very long, so I've got to run. It's just like, no, I'm not going to take the chance. So, you know, so it just was a bit like, damn it, where's my Voidwalker? So other than that, she's going okay. And I've got her over in, just started off over in Lochmodan. So I picked up three rares when I was there. So, yeah, which was really good because I did two levels, right? Like from 15 to 17 went really fast because, of course, rares plus the questing. I was like, oh, I'm 17 already. So I was quite happy with that. Didn't go too bad. Yes, I did go to Moonbrook Nisi, and I think there was nothing there.
So basically,
from memory,
I remember that Westfall kind of ends when you fly away to go talk to the king, and then he sends you back, and that's pretty much it. It's done, and everything's everything's on fire.
I didn't get that one. I got the quest to go over and talk to, you know how you've got to go and talk to the like roguey dude over near the tower, right near the knolls in that bottom right hand side, right?
Yep.
That was always
that one makes me kind of
I don't do that. So I'll go talk to him to get the XP, but then I don't do that next part to go into the tower.
Okay.
Right? Because I've had horrible experiences there, and I'm like, no. But I am wondering if there was something, because I don't always look into my quest logbook.
Okay.
So maybe I should have looked to see if perhaps there was a quest that wasn't showing up. But on, you know, when I looked at the map, there was nothing, you know, showed obviously rares are over here, this is that, but there was nothing that was actually going, hey, come over here, you need to, you know, you've got to hand this quest in. So it was just a little weird, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I forgot to do something, or I haven't killed a particular thing to pick up something. But anyway,
it's saying that the tower quest is part of the zone storyline. So
okay, all right. Well, that's what I did wonder. So, and I was a bit unsure of, because I've not been over there. So maybe I need to take a normal toon over and try that quest to see how it'll go.
I don't think I've lost a character doing it, but it's, I've been scared because when I'm running out and I'm still in and I'm phased, I can't see the tornadoes. And as soon as I'm far enough away from the tower, where all of a sudden the phasing drops off, and I found myself once where I'm smack in the middle of a tornado and I'm being flung up in the air and I almost die. So I don't like it. Oh no! What is going on? I swear, you had better not be putting ketchup on. It cannot happen.
I'm not looking. Cannot
happen. Okay.
I'm not looking. Okay. I'll have a look up.
But yeah, I totally understand how you feel about that whole tower, because it's kind of hit or miss at times.
Yeah, exactly. So, but other than that, the other thing I quickly wanted to mention is I made a warlock cake. From the World of Warcraft cookbook that somebody bought me as a present. Somebody.
That person sounds like a super fantastic, nice person.
They are. And so I decided I'd make the delicious chocolate cake. Because, you know, that was something that was especially a big deal back in... When did that come in? Burning Crusade? Right.
The chocolate cake.
And you had to make it. You got an achievement and all that stuff. It was like
cake
one of
is
the
a lie. Was it BC? I thought it was Wrath, but that's when I got it was in Wrath. So. Yeah.
It's BC, Crystal says. Oh, okay. And we used to, you know, use them in raids and you'd get them, you know, the cute little buff and all that. So I thought, I'll make the delicious chocolate cake. Plus my family told me, you know, I have to make my birthday cake this year. So I've been experimenting to see what chocolate cake, you know, what cake I want for my birthday. And so I thought, well, I'll give this one a go. Interesting. It is not like a cocoa chocolate. It's actually white chocolate, which I would have never thought that. I honestly would have never thought that. Whenever I've had the delicious chocolate cake in game, I've always just thought it was made on, you know, like a milk chocolate or cocoa. So I've made it and it's all based on like a white chocolate, but it's not sickly, sickly sweet. It's different. It is sweet, but it's not, you know how white chocolate can get quite sickly if you have a lot of it?
No, because I don't eat it.
It can. I'm not a huge white chocolate fan, but in the cake, it's really nice. So what I did was instead of making it like the photo in the picture, I decided to make it warlock inspired. So I made purple frosting. And then in the middle, because it's two layers of cake and they put a filling, they put raspberries.
Okay.
I put blueberries. Because voidy. Blueberry. Oh. And I will say this. It is freaking fabulous. It tastes really good. Yeah. I have to go have some after we're finished because I'm like, I need the family to leave.
Figured raspberry because like the blood of your, I don't know. Anyways.
Well, like if I'd done raspberry, it would have been, you know, like warlock and for the horde, but it was warlock inspired. So.
Oh, to see a pic on Twitter. Oh, it's very purple.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's what I mean. It's warlock inspired. It's very tasty. Oh,
epic
gear
inspired. Looks
it messy. Is. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to be. The picture in the Warcraft book is, it looks way messier than that. But yeah, it was good fun. So it definitely is very, very, very tasty. So yeah. So that's what else I did. I baked some warlock. Warcraft food, which was good.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting use out of it.
Oh yeah, there's other things I want to make, but you know, holidays are coming and there's things I want to make. So yeah, I've got to pace myself. My family's like, are you gonna stop baking yet? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's food, eat it. They're like, yeah. Yeah, we know. Oh. So they're funny. Anyway. Okay. All right. Let's go on to
I don't know what to say to that because man. I mean I could send your sister another note on Facebook.
They made you cake, make your own cake. They're bad family.
No. I'm quite happy with that because that means I'll get what that I'm going to make it the way that I want to. So I'm going to practice making chocolate curls. I want to decorate whatever cake I'm making. I'm going to make some chocolate, tempered the chocolate and make some chocolate curls and stuff. So Yeah, yeah. It's whatever it's going to be wicked. So I can't wait. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
That's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Next.
Next.
My coffee is my blood. Yes.
Okay. But it's funny.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
So, we have... I don't know. I'm just like... I might need a drink now. Well, soon. Well, it kind of goes with this next thing, is the Kirin Tor pub crawl is back. So... Well, because it was released. Well, it was released, but then when it was released for the EU, they saw that it was really, really bad. It was not working the right way, and they removed it, and that's why they bumped it to now. So that's why it's back. So it should be ready to go, and July 31st, I think that's the only day, so it's single... I don't think it's 2 days. I know I have to August 1st, but I don't think it's 2 days. I think it's only 1 day. But if it's 2 days, great. And I don't know if there's going to be any buffs. I know that the auction house party gave you a healing buff. So I don't know if this one will give you a buff for drinking at all the different places. And I'm sure that there's going to be fights because it's a pub crawl, right? There's going to be some bar fights, right, or something. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I've not seen it on the TR at all, so I don't know how it's going to go. There might be fights. I don't know if I'd log out in an inn. Or maybe log out and don't log back in for that day. I don't know. But it's just for a day. Or two. So, yeah. Weren't we going to go do a pub crawl?
Now, what do you think of these micro holidays? I don't. I haven't really been bothered to do them.
They're okay. I mean, gives us something to do, but they're not. But they're definitely not like achievement based and all that, which is okay. It's just a little something, which is okay. Meh. But I think that's what they're meant for, is for us to be like, we can do it. We can not do it. Meh. That kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So. Bloodthirsty quests.
Darn. Yes. Hang on. Before you get to that, did you see what I just said?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
all
in
right.
Skype.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Because my Skype is on Do Not Disturb, so I don't hear sounds. Right.
That's why I thought I just... All right.
Gotcha. Cool. Understood. All right. Oh, it's just the boys now. So let's get up. Let's get up the posters and anyways. Okay, so blood pants. My pants are over there, man. Bloodthirsty quests. So currently right now how we do it is we just look at how many quests you have completed, and you're not allowed to go over 209. If you go over 209, then you're yellow flagged. If you get to 230 something, then you're red flagged. So it's an easy way to track it, but it's not one of the best ways that we could. So I did spend most of this past week going over all of the quests that we would allow. So basically, I pulled 659 quests, and that includes horde, you know, ones that are both sides, and relate to battle pets, Blingtron, Death Knights, goblins, mists. So all of the ones that you would normally be able to do. So we have them in this list where you would be able to still do them. It's just that we won't count them. So we're not going to be looking at your quest completed Now it will be your quest log, which is completely different, and you can't see that in WoW unless you go get an add-on that shows you that stuff, which there are a few of them, but... So we will, what we'll do is that when we put this into live, we will let you see, I will make a page that will show you quests that you have done and not done, and we'll have a link to WoWhead. The idea here is that we're going to only allow you to do up to 4 quests and you'll still be green flagged. If you go from 5 to 9 quests, you'll be yellow flagged, and, 10 or more, you'll be red flagged. These numbers are not set in stone.
Bang, boom.
Thank you, Ezzy. That was great. Geez. It was perfect. Ezzy's timing was perfect. Perfect. Gotta get this guy back on. Perfect.
He's back.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get the pants back on. Basically, there is a little bit of a concern that Bloodthirsties can still, you know, do the exempted quests. However, most of the ones should be falling under dailies, which is something we haven't tracked before, but we will start now. So basically, we would... I think we're going to allow the same number of daily quests that we do for the normal quests. So you would be allowed to have... up to 4 dailies allowed, and you would be green flag still. From 5 to 9 would be yellow, and 10 or more, then you're red. So basically, we're putting more emphasis on the you need to grind versus saving quests up, that kind of thing, right? And trying to pick a class that wouldn't normally have quests. So for instance, if you picked human, you wouldn't have a ton of quests. However, you would still be allowed 230 some odd quests, which is not good because we want you to grind, right? So what am I saying? Okay. So with some testing, we found that daily quests will only increase if the tune actually completes the quest. So there are some quests that you can you can finish them on another tune, and because they are account wide, you can go log in on some other tune and go turn them in. If you do that, the tune that turns them in will get credit for that quest. So I think in that aspect, I think we're okay. I don't know when this will go live. We're testing it out. I found some quests that I didn't capture. The one, like for instance, I think there was some from Mists that should be allowed. So I'm sure that there's going to be some more. So I wouldn't say even in a week, maybe 2, 3, maybe a month. Just we need to test. So, and for Bloodthirsties that are running right now, as we've done before, like with any change, there would be. Grandfathering, so you don't really need to worry about it. So how do we explain all this? Basically, you say you don't do quests, man. Like, you do the quests to get out of your zone, and that's it, and you're done. Which is how Bloodthirsty should be. So... if you're doing more quests than you should be, then you will eventually get flagged. And if you're going to get flagged for things that you shouldn't be getting flagged for, then we'll have a look at it and all that. So, I think it's basically re-emphasizing the rules that we have now and making sure that people are doing what they should be doing and not saving up quests and stuff like that to actually complete quests. So you just play your tune and kill stuff. And if you want to get out of your zone, then do your quests until you're out of the zone and then kill stuff. Don't do any extra quests and you'll be fine. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There will be, I have a Excel spreadsheet of all of the quests that we're that we will be exempt. But I don't know if I want to put this whole big list online. I think it's fairly simple if we say do the quest to get out of your zone, and that's it, and then kill. So I think.
How will this affect current BTs?
It won't, because we won't apply that rule. So it will only be for the new ones. Because we've
Get your BTs in now.
Well, that and that's how it was like last time around too. Because when we changed the quest cap from 300 to we dropped it to like 150 or something. It was like, well, you better create your character now, right? Blinktron is allowed, not allowed actually, because it would actually count as a
daily
quest, so you're not allowed to do it. However, see, the thing is that Blinktron quests come up as quest completed, even if you have never done them yet. So, we checked on Nisi's Tunes, and she had Blinktron 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 done. And she's like, well, I haven't even completed any of those quests. So, we have to put them in. Sorry?
Aren't they classified like account-wide?
Yep, yep. So we have to say that it's okay to have it completed, but you can't complete them on that tune. So you shouldn't be punished because you have it done on some other tune, but because it's considered a daily, we will be able to pick it up. So it's going to be a little bit more technical, but I think overall it shouldn't be difficult to explain, because we wouldn't be trying to explain the back end of it. We're just going to say you're allowed to do Death Knight Zone stuff, quests, and then you're done, right? So you're allowed to do those ones, and then you're out, and then you just kill. So we will point out which ones you're allowed, but basically it shouldn't be super hard to explain. I'm getting into the technical stuff because I want to get into that, because I spent a week on this at least. So I want to explain that, you know, there is some work involved, so it's not a quick and easy thing to do. So definitely it's not going to happen this week, next week. It's 2-3 maybe 4 weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So roll your bloodthirsties now. Yep. Azzy, roll your bloodthirsties now, quick.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up on that, Stone, and we will see where that goes. So, cool. Okay. It's that time. State of the challenges. All right, Azzy, do you want to take the irons for me, please?
Okie dokie. All right, irons. Belikov got to 84. Quayun, 85 and died. Oh, that's hard. Never died Ridge, Rogue, I think, 97. Never died Warrior. Reached level 100. Congratulations. I was on when he dinged.
Nice.
Wow.
Anabolic reached 100. Well done. Out Rogues to 101. Never died Pally, 101. Never died Priest, 106. Iron Nazdora, 106. And Bikini Babe, 107. I did check out Bikini Babe, and yes, she's in a bikini and she's a babe. Bill.
Nice. Oh, awesome. Nice. Well done. You never died. Jeez.
Just wait till this one coming up.
Okay.
Okay, go. Yeah, all right. Watch.
Okay. I'll do the bloods. Here we go. So we've got Soulstone, 47. Soulful Paw, 47. Another Soul, 47. Soul Shot, 50. Soul Shield, 54. Conjured Soul, 57. Bloody Boz, 64.
Wait, Genetics. Is there someone else that might beat these?
Someone else is, exactly. Genetics hit 65. Two Thirsty hit 77. And Never Died hit 77. Wow. Well done, Niecy. Look at you. She's back, people. She is back. All right. Okay, Pacifist. Here we go. Azzy, go for it.
Gentle Soul, 38. Peaceable. Peaceable, 47. P-Toll, 7, 58. P-Toll, 6, 58. P-Toll, 5, 60. Is he the Niecy of Pacifist, is he? Or...
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Hmm. Harry Up, reached 63. Never Died, Pacifist, 72. Huey Hamster, 75. And our favourite, Snuffle Tips, 83.
Yay.
Feral Lean, 92. I can't imagine those levels on a Pacifist.
Wow.
Ah, can I?
Well done.
On your fair, 92. Well done.
Man. Oh, yep. Hi.
That's you, Stone.
I was looking at chat, and I was like, yeah, so, okay. So, okay, Tins. Triffin hits level 45. Iralia is 46 in Red Flag because they equipped heirloom gear. So they either gave up or didn't know. So Got Lucky is 48. Cat Herder, sometimes it feels like that, is level 49. Bella Koss, I guess this is his 10 or her 10, is level 53. Tomix is level 56. Iron Deso is 56. Meat Flaps is 64. Bastur, without the D, is level 97. And Anabolic is level 100. So just a comment on that, because it is the same tune on the irons, and I will be making the change so that you're only on one list. I don't know when, but it's coming. So, and again, there will be grandfathering, so get on it if you want to. Speed to 60, there's no changes.
Okay.
And we definitely are not doing a speed to max with normal gear or anything, because we don't want to kill anybody. As he saw that, I replied. Because as he replied to the same thing, I was like, yeah, I want to, but I don't want to be responsible for anybody's death.
Oh, imagine.
I it's like, Blizzard, can you just give us an option for the person to log in and say, yes, show my slash played. That's all we need. All we need. And then we can see the slash played, and then we can do a true speed to 60 list, right? That would be great.
I thought about a contest that you could do is like a level to 60, and then submit a screenshot of your slash play to determine. Maybe.
We were thinking of that, and I'm not good enough to see if people are fudging screenshots.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking about that. Yeah, but
that's my only problem with it, is that I have to sit there and think, well, is it real? And if it's not, and then I think it's not, sorry, if it is real, then I think it's not real, that's just not good.
Too much work your side, I think, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need the data, Blizzard. We need the data. Give us the data.
Data.
Yes.
Awesome.
Sorry, I am interrupting, and I'm being a dumbass. You go.
Ooh, edit.
Nope, that's okay.
Oh, edit.
It's okay. It's allowed on network TV, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyway, I was gonna say, well done to all of our challenges this week, and commiserations to all we have lost. Oh, may they rest in peace, or as back
pieces.
To. Yeah. Depending. All right. bumper?
Okay, so I'm going to play the old bumper. We do have a new one. She sent me another new one, and I didn't get a chance to listen to it before the show. So there's going to be a new one for next week. Pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Chit-chat. Oh, so I heard this joke the other day. Again, I was walking through Redwoods and many places and go through that shit. Much more like Redwoods, but then you fell by a peninsula and you fell over it, and then you're like birds like me and you're flying to tiny things, and you really have to look out and listen to me, okay?
Okay, go.
It just makes me smile. I was walking through Red Ridge the other day. Anyway. Chit chat is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas quests, all those kind of things. Naga Zangamash, just saying. There's the first one. All right. So, in Discord, Aquius?
Agusus?
Agus?
Agus did okay. What?
A goose.
Did you get goosed?
I'm going to call him Aggie.
Aggie.
Yep. They ask, hey, can I use a potion of water breathing if it is given to complete a quest? Yes. All quest ones are okay? Stone?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Cool. Yep. There you go. But don't drink a normal one. Don't drink a normal one.
Yep.
Definitely not. Okay. Next one. Azzy.
All right, coming from Discord,
Authorita.
Authorita. Can we sell stuff on AH on the Ironman Challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can, with mm-hmm. proviso that it was obtained during the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
So you can't receive stuff and sell it. You can't cage your pets and sell it.
Yeah.
Mother too.
Basically. Yeah, and it's a good. I mean, if you're doing Ironman or Bloodthirsty, you pick up greens. You know, they're as I said on my Bloodthirsty tune, the contest tune, I made 10,000 gold in the 2 weeks, and that was selling on the auction house. So, you know, so that's all I did was stick everything up on the auction house, and I was lucky enough to sell. I mean, I've still got a bit of stuff there, but yeah, it's quite easy. Why not? Someone transmog. Transmog's big. There's people that will pay lots of gold or a little bit of gold for transmog stuff to get the appearance. So green stuff's always good. Food, mats is always good.
Can you imagine what WoW would be like without if they didn't bring T-Mog in? I think it'd be dead.
Collecting all those. And you know what really irks me? You're playing a plate. You're playing the warrior who can
I know
wear
you're going.
Leather,
Kenny will save you.
Mail, and plate. So why can I not learn those pieces? You can't. It won't let you learn anything other than plate. You can wear them, but you can't learn them for the wardrobe. I just think that is ridiculous. Ridiculous. If I can wear it, I should be able to learn that from the wardrobe. Let's fix that. Anyway, rant done. From Discord. Neffy says, Does anyone know a place to get grey-white plate gear before level 40? Guess what? There is none. Zero. Zip.
Yeah.
Nada. You can buy some plate stuff off the auction house, which is like level 1 gear or level 5 gear. That is crafted gear. But there is no vendors until 45, if I'm correct.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. 45.
I think it was an oversight from Blizzard, I think, because now you can wear plate from the get-go, but they didn't change the vendors. So.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain, but you know, you can certainly pick up. Sometimes you pick up some stuff. Otherwise, I know on my Bloodthirsty, I've got a mix of some little plate pieces, and you know what? The plate level 5 still outdoes the male level 30. like, how stupid is that? The male, well, not in a green, but in a white. So I just, you know, I keep the level 5 plate. That'll do. Yeah. Okay. Next one, Azzy.
Another one from Discord. That's popular. Cat. Nice, easy name, thank God. Are cooking and fishing okay for pacifists? Are there any cooking or fishing daily quests that count as kills? I don't know exactly. I know that some, you know, I haven't done a cooking or fishing daily for many, many years, but I assume there'll be something that you need to kill, something to get meat. So I assume those ones.
Some people do. The cooking's fine. Fishing's okay, from what I remember Rogue Slayer doing.
So fair is saying that there are in Pandaland, so
you need to be careful.
There we go. I would suggest if you pull a fish out of the water, you're going to kill it. I mean, really?
Well, some people use it. I know that's the way Rogue Slayer does one of her pacifists, yeah, is that she, when she does cooking, she doesn't actually do fishing because she's classed that as, what is it, the fishing up kills the fish, so she's going on that particular turn, she doesn't. So she'll cook herbs and stuff. She won't cook meat ones, which again, that's a personal choice, not a pacifist.
It's not a pacifist rule.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there is, you can definitely do it, but it's up to you what you want to do. But yeah, thanks, Fair, for saying, letting us know, Pandaria. Careful. Okay. Okay. Authorita. From Discord again. Doing the Ironman challenge. It says can't level doing battle pets. Can I do the defeat pet master type quest? Or those that count are leveling with battle pets?
No.
You can't do pet battles. No. Period. You can't do the quests to do pet battles. Period. That's anything to do with the battle pets, you can't do it. Okay? Just walk away. I go past them and I'm like, no, keep going.
If it looks like it's part of a pet battle, get out of there. Done.
I turn my little green paws off when I'm on my challenge turn, so I can't see if there are battle pets around me, which most of the time's fine because I don't accidentally, I click on. Sometimes if I see that green paw, I'm just like, whoops. I right clicked it, or I left click it and kill it accidentally. So yeah, just anything pet battles, walk away from. You don't want to be doing it on challenge turns. Okay. Are we still talking about black dresses there, Stone?
It's okay. Carry on.
Azzy, do you want to take the next one, please?
Discord from Rogue Slayer. She had a pro tip. Watching some newer players this week.
Is it just a tip?
It's not Rogue Stir.
I thought it was Rogue Stir.
Sorry, yeah. It was automatic. It's like Rogue Slayer. Sorry, sir.
Sorry. I saw him asking Discord. Going, huh. Anyway, Rogue Stir. Sorry. Yes. Pro tip, just a tip. Watching some newer players this week, they end one fight and jump the next without topping off their health. Good practice is to enter the next fight with full health and cooldowns on the ready. Never know if you pick up a mob or a pet. That's basically, yeah, similar to what I mentioned in one of my tips. Yeah, that, I suppose only proviso is, you know, classes like a warrior where you really need to, with victory rush. Well, with victory rush, you can stop and heal, but you're better off going the next mob and attacking and get a heal. So yes, generally that's true. We like to practice what we preach, but sometimes we don't. I mean, I noticed that, you know, with I'm doing my survival hunter, it's not too bad, but with a survivalist, every time you kill something, you get a heal. So by the time I've killed something and moved on, I'm healed to 100%. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, it's always good if you're going to be leveling as an iron is to make sure, well, A, watch your health.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. It's a good reminder. That's the other thing. Because I think there are times we all, you know, we're all in that zone and you're like, oh, I'll just pull another one. Oh, just, yeah, I'll have something. Pull another one. Yeah, and not always the best thing to do.
I think the tip was for Zorts. At least that's what I'm seeing in chat. And just the tip for Zorts.
I think it's a good reminder for all of us.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Bless his cotton socks.
Poor Zorts. Bless his cotton socks?
I wonder if he has cotton socks. Oh, well, we'll have to ask him. Here we go. All right.
Okay. So this is the time where I'd be like getting myself worked up and ready to say the pun, but now I don't have to, right? Because you've got one, right? Okay, cool.
Quick one. I put in Discord earlier. It was for the Rogue Star. What would happen if the Silver Surfer and Iron Man teamed up? They would become alloys.
Okay.
All right. Second one. That's gold. Jeez, tough crap. A hungry traveler stops at a monastery and is taken to the kitchen. A brother is frying chips, and the man says, "Are you the fryer?" He asks. "No, I'm the chipmunk."
Oh.
Oops.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Hang on, I dropped my mic.
Good lord. Right. Well, thanks, Azzy.
Thanks, Azzy.
I actually like the Iron Man and Silver Surfer one. They become alloys.
Nice.
Yes, you're here all week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to go after that. I'm chipmunk.
Chipmunk. Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my glasses back on so I can actually read the show notes. What did the warlock say to the priest? What's it like to work at a buffet? What? Two drums and a cymbal fell off a cliff, but I'm good lord.
Oh, darn, Olive. Oh, again, that was funny. Yeah, okay, play that. That's a good one. That's good. Okay. Whew. Next.
Okay. I still don't know how to go into this section because I'm
we'll
too
make
left.
A bumper.
I don't know. It's just, anyways. So, this is the part where we say thank you for your support because it really is appreciated. Canadian dollar is now rising, so it's at like 80 cents now. So the conversion is not too bad, which is good. I'm going to be buying my American money for BlizzCon like very soon because I'm afraid that the dollar's going to drop back down again because it's like 80 cents. What's going on? Get it back down to like 6.25. Okay, so thank you to everybody that supports us. Definitely helps to pay for server costs. This week we had a new patron, this person, they want to be known as Boz. I guess that's how you say the name Boz, but it's short for Blood of Zan Dolar, and you can find them on Twitter as well as our chord as well. So thank you very much for helping us. Definitely really helps. Thank you for your help.
I did not even realize Boz was blue. Dude. I'm sorry, Boz.
Hold on. And not to be outdone. I don't know if I'm seeing this right or not, but you know, it's not somebody that I more money means better puns, Azzy.
Sure.
I'm just looking up very quickly. Okay, I saw something in chat. So LeGrayson just subscribed to us on Twitch. Thank you very, very much. That definitely helps too, because we haven't really been doing a lot on the Twitch side, but we're going to be doing the Twitch and patrons as the same, right? So the same thing. So LeGrayson, if you ever join us on Discord, let me know and I will try and sync you up with the patron rank and all that stuff. When my kids go back into school, then I can start to stream again. One more month left, and then they're back into school. Thank goodness. Because it's just driving me insane. Wow. So our $5 patron thank yous, which I still owe a video for. And what we were going to do is we have the we're still going to do a video. Yeah, for the five. Because I want to call that rank something. Nothing cheesy or anything like that. But like something that's like, thank you. I want to say thank you to the Iron Club. I don't know what. But saying the $5 patron rank, that seems kind of, I don't know. So we got Asylin, who's on the show, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Kellamoon, Lissan, Never Died, Zaya, Anonymous, and LeGrayson. Now, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
It definitely helps. Thank you all. Like even if it's a dollar, honestly, it helps. Man, I just kind of threw me for a loop because I wasn't sure. Because I know some people that I don't know, you know, they try and come in and say, oh, I just donated like $1,000 to you. Like, yeah, but they didn't because they did the emote, right? Not the system message, right? So, anyways, because we had that like 3 or 4 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
It was weird anyway.
It was like, I don't even know this person. So, really? Now. Okay, is that's it, really?
That's it.
Okay, so the pre-show will be on later on tonight, and I'll send out another post on Patreon, and I'll post a message in the patrons channel on Discord, because I think that's how the Twitch folks will get it then. That makes the most sense. I think that's it. Okay, so wrap up, Stone.
Yes, please.
Wrap up, squirrels. Wrap up. Somebody had told me to wrap up. Oh,
wow. Chipmunks.
Hold on. No, I wasn't going there. we'd only have one. Anyway, so our next show will be Saturday, August the 5th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and Sunday, August the 6th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, and 1 a.m. Central European Time, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And we will be rejoined by Terry G.G. Helius, who we had on about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where we laid a challenge down to her to do Iron Man, right? To do the Iron Challenge. Okay. So we'll be finding out how that went. Yes.
Yeah, which is exciting.
So, Azzy, thank you for coming back on again. Sorry you had to sit through this.
Oh, the gold. Podcasting gold.
Yeah.
Podcasting gold. Exactly. I think Azzy contributed to some of that podcasting gold personally, but Yes. Thank you, Azzy. It's always fun to have you here. So can you tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
If you too want to see pictures of steak with sauces on it, it's at Asylum, Asylun.
Shots fired. Nice. Well, thank you.
Zorts hasn't banned me yet. Close.
No, not yet. Mind you, he's gone soon. To work. So, exactly. All
he's
right.
A dobber. We'll... She'll dob on me, yeah.
We'll all tell him it's okay. All right. So if anyone wants to check those details out, don't forget to check the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can also contact the show by sending us an email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can contact us on Twitter, which is @WowChallenges, as well as we have a Discord server where a lot of the challenge players congregate and chat, and it is tinyurl.com/WowChallengesDiscord. Check out Facebook. We are facebook.com/WowChallenges, as well as all the videos are up on YouTube, which is youtube.com/WowChallenges1. Don't forget, you can come catch us live every Saturday, Sunday for me and Azzy anyway, which is twitch.tv/WowChallenges. Stone.
So I just realized that we don't need to have the tiny URL for that link, because we own the name and the host and all that stuff. I can create a subdomain. So it could just be discord.wowchallenges.com. As soon as you read off the link, I don't know why this time, boom.
I was going to say, how many times have I read that? And it's just the penny drop right now. God. Okay. Interesting.
You can find me on Twitter @stonegrasp. Don't bother. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, where you can hear Lyra and some other derp continue to derp every week on Thursdays. Yes. Lyra, where can we find you?
At the moment, in Twitch, typing to Nisi about facepalming.
Yeah.
But other than that, yes, I am on Twitter, which is @LetaWow, which is LetaWow. Behind the avatar, and of course, Adventures in Azeroth is there. So, yeah, sure, come check it out. Why not?
And we whatever. Do our mount runs live. And do a podcast.
We did. We're still waiting for a damn mount to drop, which, anyway, one day. We'll keep trying. We'll see. All right. Well, a big thanks, as always, to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. You can check Mark Conan out at Mark Conan. Well, he is also part of the Tauren Think Tank team with Jewel, so check them out as well. Other than that, thank you again, Azzy, for coming and having a chat, and for all your good tips and tricks, and good luck with your Hunter and your other tunes. I hope you have
thank
a good week.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
No worries. And other than that, everyone, I hope you have a good week. Good luck with your challenge tunes.
Wait, and thank you to our mods for posting all the questions from Discord into our Discord document. Yeah. Thank you. Because that's a huge help. Thank you.
That's what I get the big bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what huge. They get. Mm. I'm still waiting for my big bucks. Not coming.
You're
but
what?
Anyway, thanks everyone. Have a great week. Bye. Catch you next week. Woo! Bye.
Bye. I don't know.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.